I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Syrian refugee children may get some help from Christian satellite television for the Middle East and North Africa. Sat7's network conference gathered in Turkey just a few days ago. Sat7's Terry Ascott says something practical came from the conference.
Why doesn't our children's channel devote a couple of hours every day to a simple schooling program to help the over 1 million Syrian refugees' children that are without schooling at the present time?
Growing up angry and out of touch puts them at risk of being recruited for terrorism. But the gospel brings real peace. $10 helps 10 people view it. We'll link you at our website. Next, an 8.3 magnitude earthquake followed by aftershocks as strong as 7.6 rocked the country of Chile this week. Seismic activity is common there, which explains why only 6 people lost their lives. About 2,500 homes were damaged in Alto Hospicio, a poor region of the country. Southern Baptist International Mission Board missionaries in Chile are safe. IMB workers are praying that hearts of Chileans facing uncertainty will turn to Christ. Like this good news story on our website. And Every Child Ministries' Lorella Rouster says, because someone got involved in their child sponsorship program in Ghana, they were able to save the life of a young boy named Prince Atiglo. Prince suffered from scoliosis, causing his spine to crush his internal organs.
Our missionaries there have been able to arrange for a series of surgeries to straighten his spine and save his life.
He's recovering now from his second surgery, and this opened doors to share the gospel. $32 a month can make a huge difference. For details, go to missionnetworknews.org.
God's love is as big as all and as small as one.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. You can join our social scene on Facebook or Twitter. Links to both can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.